Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Sometimes we think that the quantity of worship is what matters. If I pray more, fast more, do more, surely that's enough. But Imam Rida alayhi salam gives us a different measure, a more difficult one. He actually reminds us of that some things matter much more. So let me read his words. Even if you pray until you become like bent boughs, like bent and like broken boughs, and fast until you become like withered straps, Allah will not accept like anything from you except through piety or wara, piety or righteousness. So it's like a powerful imagery, bent boughs, like from constant standing in prayer, and withered straps from extreme fasting. So physical exhaustion from worship, that is like the gist of it. And still, it's not enough without wara. If you kill yourself doing like acts of worship, without wara, it doesn't worth a thing. It isn't worth a thing. So what is wara? It's often translated as piety or God consciousness, but it's more specific. Wara is like refraining from what is forbidden, or refraining from the situation that would tempt you, and you know it, that would tempt you towards sinning. And even from what is doubtful. So it's a heightened awareness that, is this pleasing to God? Asking yourself all the time. So Imam Rida alayhi salam is not dismissing prayer and fasting. They are essential. But he's saying they don't reach their purpose without wara. You can't stand in prayer for hours, but you know, you can do it. But if your tongue still lies, if your eyes still look at what's forbidden, if your heart still holds grudges, for example, the prayer is not fully accepted. So this is a theme across Islamic teachings. The Quran says, indeed, prayer prevents immorality and wrongdoing. So if your prayer doesn't prevent you from sin, then something is missing, something is off. The prayer is there, but the transformation isn't. And psychologists have studied this. Action without internal change doesn't last. You can force yourself to do rituals, but if the heart doesn't shift, the behavior eventually collapses. Imam Rida is pointing to the same truth. Worship is meant to reshape you, and wara is that reshaping. So unfortunately, it's like a plague among the believers. Most of the people, they only see the appearance. They only get concerned with the appearance, and they lose sight of the inner meaning of the things. If you falter, return. If you fall, get up. But keep wara alive in your heart. That's the meaning that gives you the meaning of your worship, inshallah. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد